Yo, how are we doing? Hope we're good. I am currently at home. I've got my new puppy dog, Mills, sitting on me, looking at me. In fact, sure, she was looking at me. She's asleep now. And I am 3 days post Manchester Marathon, which was on Sunday, and still processing it, to be honest. I think I spent the last few days kind of reflecting on how it felt and what I learned, and just wanted to share my build up to the event, the day itself, and what I'm taking away from it and what's next. So if you're not bothered about that, don't want to listen to that one, skip to the next episode. But if you are interested to hear what how to prep for a marathon, how I prepped and what the day felt like, then this is the one. And to work backwards from the day itself, it's the fastest I've ever ran the distance. I ran it in 2:55 pretty much on the sort of official time, and my watch said I did it a little bit faster. So, and yeah, to describe the feeling, it was, the word I've got is clinical. That's the word that I keep coming back to. I actually Googled the word clinical because I've been saying it to myself, and it's weird. Clinical actually means just efficient. And in fact, let me Google it right now. Clinical meaning. Sorry, guys. Very efficient and without feeling. Coldly detached. Nothing left to chance. I think that last line, nothing left to chance, and the first bit, very efficient, is true. Without feeling coldly detached, it's somewhat true. I was completely detached from the outcome, completely detached emotionally from what time I would achieve. So I had a goal in mind, but whether I hit that or not emotionally, I felt no stress about it because what I was focused on was my efficiency and my performance and controlling that performance. Control, precision were and patience were really what I was focused on. Focused on taking each mile at a time, focusing on my pace per mile and my heart rate, and being really tuned into like how I felt and how each mile felt, and just literally taking it a mile at a time. And I think I've put off coming on here and talking about it because it's actually hard to describe and put into words. But it felt, am I going to say easy? It felt, yeah, easy. It felt smooth. It didn't feel like every other marathon I've done. It felt like it was over so quickly, and I didn't want it to end. It's the first marathon where I've had absolutely no music. In other ones, I've used music at times where I really needed it. This time, I had no music, and it's like the best decision I've ever made. I wasn't coldly detached. I was fully connected to the moment. I was fully present. Like I took in every single mile, every single step, every single spectator that shouted my name. The signs that the kids had on the side that they'd say, tap here to go faster. I tapped every sign, point, smiled and waved at everyone that did to me. Saw all my friends and family that were watching, and got the chance to, high five them and see them fully and take that in. And I just felt like so light and free. And even on the start line, there was zero nerves, zero sense of pressure. Before the day and the morning of, I didn't really check my phone the morning of, but the day before, a couple of days before, so many people messaged me, say, obviously, which is so nice, good luck, enjoy it, go for it. And a lot of people messaged me saying, like, sub 3 hours is incoming. That literally those words were used by so many people. And when people send that to you, they're obviously saying it as like a good luck, go for it, which I love. It's so nice that people are even thinking about you. But that can sometimes put pressure on you if somebody's expecting you to do something. And I didn't feel that. at all. Like, I wasn't bothered about other people's expectations of me or what they thought I could or couldn't do. I was completely free of that. And I think the reason for that was, since January, since the start of the year, this is the first one time I've completely coached myself towards a marathon. I've had coaches in the past. I guess I did my first one or two myself. Then I had a coach for the last couple. And then this is my fifth one, and completely self-coached. And I've taken everything I've learned from coaches, everything I've read, everything I've studied from my coach qualification, everything into this, applying all of that into my own programming, my own planning. And I took full responsibility and accountability for myself. And I don't know why, but I guess that has meant that I have taken responsibility for every run that I've done from January to now, or every run I've missed, every run I've planned for myself. And so I knew, standing on that start line, that I've done everything I could training wise, and that I haven't left anything out there. I mean, I'm sure I could have done more at times, but you know, I'm at peace with that. So I felt calm that there's no more I could have done standing on that start line. And so when you feel like that, and when you feel like you've done everything you can and you're prepared, and then when you feel detached from outcome, that feeling is unbelievable. And that is the feeling I want to give to everyone. Honestly, I want to give it to everyone, because where nerves come from is when you feel, looking back, I could have done a little bit more, and you're not quite at peace with the work that you've done. And then at the other end, you're so attached to achieving whatever it is, a time, usually it's a time in a marathon, that you're attached. So you're either attached to the past or the future. When you're not attached to, when you're not attached to either one, and you're emotionally detached from both, the freedom that you feel, the lightness that you feel, is what I had on the start line, and it's what I had throughout the whole run. And so that mindset is what I want to give to people. I want to coach people to instill that. It's a practice. It's taken me a few years, a few marathons to get there. And I've built a whole brand and run club and philosophy to help me deepen that in my own practice. And I know I'm teaching that in many ways to others, but I want to give it to others, because that's the fastest I've ever ran. And it's probably the easiest it's ever felt. Like, the next day, even after finishing, I felt fine. And then obviously you're going to feel tired. I did feel tired, but I didn't feel battered. The next day I felt great. And last few days I felt good. And, you know, maybe there's a little bit more I could have done out there, maybe. But I'm so proud of the performance. The control was just everything I wanted. The presence was everything I wanted. And then as a result, like, the time was what I'd worked towards, and it was exactly what I worked towards. It's exactly what I knew I was going to do, and I did it. So, yeah, and hearing from other people's journeys and seeing other people's journeys and races on the day, people going too fast, too soon. I don't know. I just feel marathons are just seen as this thing of suffering, and a lot of people don't enjoy the training and don't enjoy the race and don't get the time that they hope for. And yeah, I just think it's unforgiving, the marathon, and it's very difficult, but there's a way of training for it and training your mind for it that allows you to perform at your very best and allows you to enjoy the process and enjoy the day. And I experienced that on Sunday more than I've ever experienced it. It's a special, special feeling. And the way I feel as well is, there's no sense of, when you're detached from outcome, there's no sense of like real disappointment if you miss out where you hoped you'd be. But there's equally no sense of relief when you achieve what you achieve. There's a sense of like accomplishment and fulfillment, and it's a deep fulfillment. It's rewarding. It's not like this kind of high that is almost like ungrounded, like, oh yeah, I've done it. Really? Oh God, I'm so glad I've done it. Oh God, yeah. No, it's more like a, yep, done. Love that. Can't wait to get back out there. I didn't want it to end. I didn't want the run to end. I didn't want it to finish. I'm gutted. I was gutted. The only emotion I really had was gutted that it was over. I can't wait to get back out there. Berlin was my last one before this, and that's nearly 18 months ago. I can't believe I've left it that long before doing another marathon. They're so unique. It's such a unique distance and race and event. And I said to one of my mates today, Kipchoge, the best marathon runner of all time, his mantra is marathon is life. He says that all the time. And what he means by that is the marathon is the best analogy for life. It is life. It's a long way. You have to be patient. You have to take your time. You can't sprint it. You know, before you know it, it's over. Like I felt, suddenly it's over. And, you know, you don't want to wish your life away. You don't want to wish these runs away. You want to soak up every single second of your life and of a marathon. And when you do, it's like nothing I've ever experienced. I feel like there's a part two to this. I feel like I could say more, but I don't want to keep going on for like 20 minutes. I kind of want to do a mile by mile breakdown of the day and of the run. So I think that's a little summary of my feelings 3 days out. And in the next one, I will share sort of a mile by mile breakdown of how it felt running at that pace and doing something like that I haven't done before. And I'll also do another one on how I prepared and what my training looked like. So, yep. Thank you so much, team. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. And if you're thinking about doing a marathon yourself, if you're local, join Mara, the Run Club in Staffordshire. And if you're looking for more support, we've got Mara Coaching as well, which can, whether it's myself or someone else on the team, we can support you on your journey as well. So, yes, let's go, team. Mills is still sitting on me. She's still asleep, so that's a good episode. Oh, no, she's looking at me now. Nice one, team. Have a good one and see you for the next one. Boom.